When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
As we begin today's episode, I'd like to wish you a happy Boxing Day. Boxing Day, what is that? If you're American like me, or perhaps from any other country that doesn't celebrate Boxing Day, well, this is a day in which you are entitled to punch any member of your family who has frustrated you this holiday season. You can do that without any consequences because it is this special day, Boxing Day. Alternatively, it's also known as a traditional day off for servants and the day in which they received a Christmas box from the master. The servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families. Fun facts there. Now, here we are towards the end of the year. A lot of people are looking at their finances and doing some cleaning up. You might want to make some charitable donations. You might need to rebalance your 401k or any other investments, and you might think about a contribution toward your retirement fund. Now, for anybody out there who's like, what's a retirement fund? Like, I don't have any money at all. Well, you might start thinking about it because research shows that even if you have a low income or are still struggling, it's still helpful to save for the future. So that's what today's caller is wondering about. Specifically, she's wondering about using her side hustle income for her retirement fund. Is there anything specific that might be good to know, either in terms of taxes or motivation or something else? That's what we're going to look at in this episode, right after this Boxing Day message from our sponsor.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Chris. This is Jessica from Denver. And thanks for all the helpful advice over the years. I'm trying to save for retirement, and according to online retirement calculators that I've seen, I'm a little behind. I know that your goal with Side Hustle School is to help every listener earn at least $500 a month. And my idea is to put all my side gig profit into a retirement fund that invests in low-fee mutual funds. Is there any downside to this, either in terms of taxes, cash flow, or just motivation? Thanks for any advice you can give me.
Thank you, Jessica. So glad you're out there. Great question. And let's start by saying, I think it's good to pay yourself something as soon as you're profitable. Okay, so as soon as your business is making any kind of money, I think it's good to pay yourself something. Don't just reinvest it all in the business. It's good to reinvest in your business, but it's also important to say, well, I'm not just working for the sake of my business. Like, hopefully there's going to be some financial reward to me as well. So first things first, I do think it's good to pay yourself. And as for what you do with those distributions, that's kind of up to you, right? So I think for some people, you know, merely taking it from one account and putting it in another without spending it on anything could be demotivating. But I think alternatively, there are a lot of people you know, for whom it feels motivating to take that income and put it in a savings plan. Because you're like, well, I worked for that. Now I've got this other, you know, plan or this other account that's going up. You know, hopefully the balance is going up over time. So motivations are personal. I think that's the point there. In terms of cash flow, well, you don't want to put money in a long-term savings account that you expect to need anytime soon. So make sure you're not doing that, especially with like mutual fund investing. The idea is, you know, to keep it there for a long period of time. In terms of taxes, this can actually be advantageous, you know, depending on your overall tax situation, country of residence, and so on. For everybody in the U.S., and you get in this situation, you might want to look at a SEP retirement account. That stands for Simplified Employee Pension. And I use this myself instead of an IRA because it allows you to make a greater contribution. And the amount that the IRS allows you to use is different every year. It increases slightly every year. And in 2020, you could put either 25% of your compensation, like up to 25% of what you've earned, or $57,000, whichever is greater. So if once your business really starts taking off, and like, look, we've got a lot of people we featured on the show who are doing six figures, multiple six figures, sometimes more, you know, that's pretty significant deduction, right? $57,000 compared to whatever it is for a traditional IRA. So to return to the original question, should you use your side hustle income for a retirement fund? Well, you certainly can. It's up to you in terms of the motivations, but tax-wise or cash flow-wise or anything else, there's really no downside to it. So good luck, Jessica. Good luck, everybody else out there as well. I hope you enjoy this Boxing Day. I hope you enjoy the rest of this year. And let's all work together for a strong 2021. All right, I'm out for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.